HIV, when do we want it? Now! Brick stops HIV, when do we want it? Now!
A recent protest outside the Department of Health about the NHS's refusal to provide the HIV drug PrEP. The treatment's been described as a game changer in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Behind the campaign is a charity, the National AIDS Trust. Their chief executive is Deborah Gold.
It's absolutely crucial. It's a new tool in the toolbox against HIV, and condoms are one really, really important tool, but they're not everything. They don't always work. People aren't always consistently able to use them, and PrEP gives that extra level of protection for people who are at high risk, and it could be the thing that's needed to turn the tide on the epidemic.
PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, is a once-a-day pill aimed at sexually active gay men at high risk of catching HIV. The drug works by disabling the virus and preventing it from multiplying in the body. A UK trial has shown it provides more than 80% protection against HIV.
My name is Sadiq Ali, and I am a circus performer, currently studying at the National Centre for Circus Arts in London.
27-year-old Sadiq was asked to take part in the trial for PrEP. Apprehensive at first, he delayed accepting for a month and during that time became infected with HIV. He says the diagnosis turned his world upside down.
It can completely change your life. You'll look at yourself differently. You'll look at how other people look at you differently. You start to question if people looking at you can see the virus. If you ever bleed or cut yourself, you'll look at your blood and all you will see is HIV until you can come to terms with what it's going to mean for your life.
At King's College Hospital in southeast London, specialists treating patients with HIV/AIDS have seen dramatic improvements, but transmission rates have remained stubbornly high, with 2,500 new infections each year in the UK.
30 years ago, specialist wards on hospitals like these were full of patients fighting the life-threatening symptoms of HIV/AIDS. Today, thanks to new treatments, those wards are practically empty. But the new challenge is to eradicate all new HIV infections in the UK, and many believe these pills are part of the answer.
Okay, so have you got your tablets?
Yep.
Just open them up and let me see how many you've got.
Dr. Michael Brady, an HIV consultant at King's and medical director at the Terence Higgins Trust, says the wait for PrEP is exasperating.
To my mind, you know, every day that we wait is another 7 or 8 men who have sex with men who are going to become infected. And it's frustrating to be seeing people like that in the clinic regularly and knowing that this really effective prevention tool exists and not being able to use it.
I like to party, and I like to be safe.
A public health advert from America, one in 5 countries where PrEP is already available. At £400 a month, it's expensive, and some have questioned why it should be offered here at all. But Harry Dodd, who took part in the UK trial, says it would be a travesty not to.
A lot of people look at this drug and say, oh, well, it's actually facilitating riskier behaviour and promiscuity and hedonism. And I would refer those people to the response to the contraceptive pill. Now we look back at that drug and revere it as a liberator of social oppression and allowing women to live without the fear of unwanted pregnancy. And in a lot of ways, there are comparisons to this drug.
Now there's a fight about who will pay for it. The NHS says local authorities are responsible for sexual health and they should pay. But local authorities point out the NHS is responsible for HIV treatments. The National AIDS Trust agrees and has challenged the NHS in court. The judgment is expected shortly. For Sadiq, the highly physical training at the circus school is proof it's possible to live a full life with HIV. But he's clear it's been life-changing.
You're constantly questioning yourself, and how you function with other people changes, and how you function in society changes. And sitting talking about this here, even though I am in a good place and I am strong and I am healthy and I am fit, it still hits me every time I think about it.